Good morning, everybody. Shukar for coming to Friday Seder. I don't think I've ever given a shmooze where I already know the title that I want to title the shmooze with. And the title I want to use for today's shmooze is I'm Scared. What am I going to do about it? We could sit here and perhaps eulogize the four superstars that were taken from us this past Tuesday morning in the middle of Shacharis in a Beis Medrash that is known for its tremendous Lomdei Torah. And each one of the four were outstanding in many, many areas of Avodas Hashem. But how are we supposed to react? The I'm scared part is that Hashem showed us that there's really no way al piderach hateva to properly protect ourselves. We often, perhaps in the summer, we thought we have the Iron Dome. they can't reach Yerushalayim. In other ways of terror, there are ways to stop them, but if you've learned anything from the last few weeks, is that according to the rules of nature, there is no way to protect ourselves. I heard yesterday, actually Tuesday morning, one of the first policemen was saying, "We're going to do whatever we can." And a reporter said, "Yeah, how can you guarantee the citizens of Yerushalayim that we'll be protected, we'll be safe?" I was like, "This report, it's impossible. Al pi derech hateva, it's impossible." I mean, when you think about how things go in America, right? Is there any way to prevent? Hope they never happen again. These random shooting rampages, impossible. A guy is upset about something. He goes and gets himself a thing. It's impossible. And you're talking about thousands of people that al pi derech hateva want to destroy us and run us into the sea. So that's scary. But on the other hand, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Animami B'Bunei Shleimo Shebore Yisbach Shemo Hu Borei Manhig Hu Osa Osa V'Yasta L'Chol Masim. He's Elokeinu, He's Mashkiach HaKolom Kulo. He supervises the entire world at all times. Ein Al Mili Hishon Elo Al Avinu Shebash Shemayim. There's nobody else to rely upon, no entity besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu to rely upon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is all powerful. Nothing happens without HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Period. And as we discussed, Rabbi Wroblewski mentioned the Rambam this past week. Maybe I'll read a little bit. Parak Rishon of Hilchos Tainis, Halacha Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. It's a mitzvah asay to cry out, to blow the shofar, when any pain comes to the community. And when you hear the shofar, hear chatzotros, it's a way of doing tshuva. It's a reminder you have to do tshuva. It's a call for tshuva. Says in Halacha Beis, "V'dovar zeh midarchei tshuva hi shebizman shetov l'tzar v'yizaku aleh." When a tzar comes to you and you cry out, "V'yariu v'lo shofar yodu hakol," everybody should know shebiglam ma'asim harayim hodu lahen kakosuv avonoseichem hotu. You have to know that it's our averus. As a community, as individuals, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us a very, very clear message. There is no way we can call this happenstance. That's going to allow us to remove the pain from us. Says The Rambam halacha gives avav im lo izaku leiriyo el yom davarim minag olam. It just happened. It's nothing we can do about it. We'll get him next time. That's why it happened. Yerlanu the tzara zeh nikra nikris. It happens. It's a mikra. Harzu derech chazaris. It's cruel. The gorem is lachem liyadavik b'masim ram. It forces us to continue in our bad ways. The twice about tzara acheros. It will have more pain. Haven't the Jewish people suffered enough? You want a happenstance, it's all mikra. Lachdim lichem b'chamas keri. I went with you. What happenstance? Kol shavir lechem tzara kadesh teshuva. I brought these pains so that you should do tshuva. And Torah should carry also lechem b'chamas also carry. It's a very clear message. I heard yesterday an outstanding shmuz from Rav Rom Shor. I recommend it to anybody. And he said over an unbelievable thing from the Satmar Rav. It says in Tehillim, Mizmor David Bevarchu Pnei Avshalom. A Mizmor, it's like a form of praise when he was running away from Avshalom. So, they wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill him. So, if Avshalom, his son, wants to kill him, wouldn't you call it Mizmor? It's a praise. You should call it a kino, a lamentation. His own son is coming to kill him? It's a lamentation. Said the Satmar Rav an unbelievable vort. He said, David HaMelech was happy that Avshalom was coming after him. Why? His son? It makes no sense. It's weird. It doesn't make sense. It's not logical. It's not logical. It must be from Hashem. If it was like an Eved or a Mamzer that was coming after him, and that's their natural tendency to be like murderous, so he'll say, because they're murderous, they're running after me. But if it's his own son, it's so muzar, it's so out of character, it must be from Hashem. When you think about the fact, and there's different questions, when the last time such a thing happened in history, is time of the Beis Mikdash, time of the Holocaust, in Hebron, with Taos and Tefillin, in a shul, it's beyond comprehension that such a thing would ever happen. Rav Amashor quoted the famous Gemara, right? The non-Jews will see that the name of God is written upon you and they'll be afraid of you. Il tulin shabarosh. They were wearing tulin shabarosh. And yet, the para Adam was able to what? To slaughter superstars. Gaonim, tzaddikim. There's no stronger wake-up call. Obviously, we haven't gotten the message. HaKadosh Baruch Hu say, wake up. I think there's this tremendous challenge here. Because we go through life and we say, I'll change, I'll try, I'll change. But you look around and you say, well, my friend over there, he's not changing. And the guy over there, he's not changing. So what's it going to make a difference? Anyway, it says over here, it's a community-wide thing. Our deeds as a community. One person changes. What does it make a difference? And I want to say something very, very straight and very clear. That is none of your business. That's not your problem. That has nothing to do with you. A person is supposed to say the words, Bishvili Nivra'ol, the world is created for me. You have the power. It doesn't make a difference about anybody else. You're living in this generation. You're actually in Yerushalayim Yer Kodesh right now. And the Jewish people, as a community, suffered an unspeakable and beyond comprehension tragedy and wake-up call from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I'm scared. What am I going to do about it? You know what I'm going to do about it? As a human being, as an individual, I'm going to change. Can't change all my weaknesses. I can't change all the things I need to work on. I can't change the world. There's a famous story about the person who wanted to change the world and didn't go. He tried to change his community, didn't go. He tried to change his shul, his friends, didn't go. He tried to change his family, didn't go. He said, you know what? I gotta change myself. Said over before Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Megillah that many of you are familiar with. Pretty scary Gemara. The Gemara tells us The year of Shemitah is the year of Melchama. Motzei Shemitah is going to be the year of Mashiach. Voisai. Who knows? Who knows what the future brings? Who knows? We have one job. One job. On a personal level, wake up. Do better. Whether it's in your Limud HaTorah, and to speaking about Limud HaTorah, right? Ram Shur quoted the Gemara Menachos. The Gemara Menachos says something unbelievable. The Gemara tells us, Kol Oisek BaTorah Kilu Hikrib Ola Mincha Chatos VeOsham. All different types of Kabbarnas when you learn Torah. And everybody understands that what happened on Tuesday morning at 7 o'clock in the morning in the middle of Shmona Esrei, Chazaras Shashatz, was Korbanos of the Tzibur, sacrifices, Laman HaTzibur, the death of Tzadikim is Mechaper on the door, they're Korbanos. It must be that there aren't enough Korbanos, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu need to take these Korbanos. So what's one reaction? To be makriv ourselves, to sacrifice ourselves, not to walk into East Jerusalem Chas V'Shalom and make ourselves and turn ourselves into sacrifices. But the Gemara says, "Kol oisek b'Torah kilu hikriv ola mincha chatos v'asham." If you toil in Torah, and certainly it has to have elements of akrava. If all you do is learn when it's easy and light and very comfortable, can that be likened to a korban, a sacrifice? If you're oisek, if you toil in Torah. Push it a little bit more. Every single person, you're right, everybody has each one according to the level, but each one can push a little bit more. Whether it's in hours or minutes or seconds. The person is about to get up, he learns for another 10 seconds, who knows? That's your Akrav as a Karban. If you learn with more depth, you can learn it superficially, you ask another question, get it a little bit sharper, because you know it more or less. No! Kol Oisek B'Torah, we won't need any more Karbanos. From Klal Yisrael, human Karbanos. We'll have enough. And when it comes to davening, I heard an unbelievable word this past week. I think it was said over by the Mashkiach, Rabbi Fishman of Torah Moshe, when he spoke to the students of Torah Moshe minutes after they found out about the loss of their dear Rebbe. I think he said it then, I'm not sure it could be said another time, but he said something so interesting. If you look at the Esther Makos, Moshe Rabbeinu, to start the Makos, he did something with the staff, something supernatural. He either hit the ground, or Aaron hit the ground, and that's how the Makos started. But the Makos, how did the Makos stop? Rabbeinu went to Davin. So to start the Makos, it had to be supernatural. But to stop the Makos, Tefillah is different. Tefillah al pi derech hateva. It's natural. It's a natural phenomena, which means that we believe ani mamim b'munah shleima, that our tefillos naturally save lives, protect the Jewish people. Shidam for the coming of Mashiach, Dam b'nir beis hamikdash, and Sim Shalom Tova v'racha. Sim Amavarech Amu Yisrael b'Shalom. So many times here at the end of Shmoneh Esrei, already a little bit exhausted, tired. By the end of Shmoneh Esrei, Sim Shalom. Have a little bit more kavanah, Sim Shalom. And I heard on a tape from Rabbi. Leaf, from Brooklyn. He spoke this past Tuesday night, and he said, "What does it say in Sim Shalom? Besides the natural koch hatfila that's in there, it suggests what should we do? Teraschayim, yavascheset, utstoko, vracha, which involves ourselves in learning more Torah, doing more chesed, giving more tztaka. Tfila." Daven and believe it can change. You can help people. And you may tell yourself, like many people, I've been davening. Things still happen. I want to tell you, I don't know if it's right, but the way I daven. If you daven hard, how do you know if that didn't save another person's life? How do you know that, I don't know, somebody's injury would have been slightly worse if you wouldn't have davened? Our tefillos matter. It's derech hateva. It's naturally it helps. Like Moshe Rabbeinu showed us when the Makos stopped. Daven like crazy. It's an Eis Tzar El Yaakov. Speaking of Yaakov and Esav, I was just thinking to myself, when we think about this week's parasha, the struggle between Yaakov and Esav in the womb, And they pass by base measures. Yaakov's running out. They pass by base of Zara. Esau's trying to jump out. We have to combat Esau. We have to combat the way they do things. And perhaps this the message of the, one of the messages of this parsha that's relevant to us is that with the descendants of Yaakov, do we have that same vigor, same enthusiasm, same drive to run out of a womb, to go to a base Knesset, to daven, to learn? Do we have it inside of us? With the descendants of Yaakov Avinu, do we have it inside of us? If we would be inside a womb and we'd be passing by a shul, we'd be jumping like crazy to get out to go to the shul? These are questions we have to ask ourselves. What can we do better in our Limud Torah? What can we do better in our Tefillah? What can we do better in our Chesed? And forget about anybody. That's the biggest, I think, in my opinion, the biggest Yetzer is, yeah, but my friend's not changing. My neighbor's not changing. He's not. That is none of your business. The pacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to instill in us after this Gefelech HaMaisa, this horrific Maisa, was change. Just start to change. I can just offer up a tefillah that the words of Torah that we just spoke, and hopefully some of the chizuk, some of the inspiration that we'll get from these words, should provide a comfort for the mishpachas, the four widows, 24 orphans, the wounded, Yechiel Chaim ben Malka, Shmuel Yerucham ben Bela. I've got the other two. Those are two most serious. I've got the other two or three. And it should be a schus. The Klai Yisrael should know no more tzar, no more pain. And we should see Imamish, the Geula Shleim of Meher Meinu, have a wonderful Shabbos. Just as an appendix to the Shmuz, is that I suggest that before Shabbos, how can we go into Shabbos without taking something upon ourselves? This could be something small, it could be something for a week, something for a month, but we need to pick something to work on, something specific to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we're changing after the events that occurred this past week. Have a wonderful Shabbos.